television news director and anchorman, celebrating our 2018 Hall of Fame inductees and Foundation Scholarship recipients. It's the Nevada Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame Gala. For tickets, visit NevadaBroadcasters.org.
Business gets done at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Vegas has happened since 1967 at this special place in the heart of Las Vegas. Make an indelible impression on valued clients, lifelong friends, and other special people in your life by hosting any size event or wedding in our landmark clubhouse or dramatic outdoor patio. Call the experts at 734-1122, extension 298, or visit LasVegasCC.com to reserve. The Las Vegas Country Club. The tradition continues.
Enjoy chef-inspired, delicious hot and cold platters prepared with love by Opportunity Village's Kitchen Creations catering team. We offer a wide variety of delicacies, from chicken piccata to crab rangoon, and trays filled with tasty wraps, sandwiches, and cookies. At Opportunity Village, we cater to all, and it's all for a good cause. 100% of your order supports programs and services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. For food that's fresh and made from scratch, visit ov2go.com.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas.
Right, I got it. Thanks.
D265EZ. Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
This sports update brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN, Carmelo Anthony, it's official. He signed his one-year, $2.4 million contract with the Rockets today. Melo also received the $25.4 million from the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's expected to come off the bench for Houston in the upcoming season. U.S. Ryder Cup captain Jim Furyk not tipping his hand if he'll choose Tiger Woods. According to ESPN, he has four at-large picks. He wants to let the process play out until the first three picks are revealed on September 4th. And the sports update is brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. I'm Clay Baker. It's ESPN Las Vegas.
Sky rockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I
think. Afternoon delight.
It's brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Go online and find the outrageously dependable InterstateBatteries.com, and you will find them all over town, locations here in Southern Nevada. Our first story today, it deals with the Nooner. We like to do three quickie stories, you know, get you in and out. One of them revolves around the Silverado Little League World Series. The Silverado team, fantastic in their year, going undefeated, hitting the playoffs, but they end up getting upended. Hawaii and then Northern California, so little guys are sent home. But however, not before Silverado gained some infamy after one of their own players was photoshopped on a graphic, and it made social media very, very happy. I don't think it made Silverado super happy, but for clarity, it was a screen grab of an actual graphic that said Jake Bunning, favorite school subject, science. You know how they have these little, like, getting to know you little features? Instead, on Twitter, it was released that Jack Bunning, you know, age 13, 5'8", 140, favorite actor, Johnny Sins. And, you know, it's so easy to go and do this stuff that you don't even, like, question it anymore. And you want to know, like, God, it's so great that this one could have got by the ESPN censors, that this 13-year-old kid loves one of the adult film stars, one of the big names in adult films, Johnny Sins. And, doggone, it wasn't true at all. It was just a culprit on social media doing some photoshopping.
Damn it. Ruining all social media, simultaneously making all the best things in the world while ruining the best things in the world.
Right. And what's really true is that he really does like science. And that's not,
you know,
that,
what?
That's something we all have to live with.
I'm sure the kid also likes and knows who Johnny Sins is too. Let's not, he's 13. He has a cell phone, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was 13, I did not follow adult film stars.
Oh, I did.
But I did have an appreciation for guys like Ron Jeremy. Like, I understood, like,
I had deep respect for the man.
Well, you did.
A very fatherly figure. Well, he was. Yeah, it's true, he was.
He was. He was kind of like
a strong mustache.
A strong mustache on front and back.
Very Magnum-esque.
Oh, very Magnum-esque. And he had, like, he always had the wit and, like, the one-liners. They always seemed to fit. Whether they were in the script or not, they allowed him to be Ron. And, hey, man, that could have been us back in the day. At age 13, who would you have put in there as for your favorite actor? Like, things could have, like, been much different, you know, all those years ago.
Adult film?
Yeah.
Actress? I mean, that was 96. That was the era of Jenna. But who cares about actual Hollywood actresses? I only cared about porn stars when I was 13. Unlike you saying that you didn't know. I don't know. Maybe it was just a different era. But the 90s for me, yeah, no, Jenna. Thanks, Jenna.
Yeah, thank you, Jenna. And I think there's a...
trying to act like she wasn't the biggest star of the 90s in Hollywood or otherwise.
Impossible. There's a podcast that Gooch does, Brandon Hunt, over at 92.3 Comp the Rock Station, and they've gone in depth on Rise to Offend, their podcast, on the life and times of Jenna Jameson.
Nice.
This is something you're going to want to hear as it's unfolding. Maybe we'll have some clips of it on their show. Well, one good thing that came out of the Little League World Series was Alfred Delia.
Oh, my God.
From Middletown, New Jersey, the home of Steve Cofield and Molly Pitcher. Well, Alfred Delia has made everything great because they do these little snippets in the World Series to let you know who they are as they come up to bat. And here is young Alfred. Oh, got to cue that up better, Clay. God, when you're trying to do this thing right. Alfred Delia, one more time.
Hi, my name's Alfred Delia. At home, they call me Big Al, and I have dingers.
And listen, I know, first of all, I hope all our listeners actually saw Big Al
at
some point over the weekend, whether it be on TV or on social media. But if you haven't, we are going to tweet that out so you can actually get a look at Big Al. The audio's great. He's got the strained voice, like he's already like some 70-year-old Italian dude in Jersey sitting on the block enjoying a nice Parmesan or a nice marinara. He's already got like the raspy voice.
He's already got
the nickname Big Al. The little dude already calls himself Big Al. After I saw this, I put out a poll on Twitter, and I still don't know which is better. Like, okay, Big Al is a good name. We're talking about a rotund little child. It reminds me very much of myself.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. The chubby little arms.
Yeah.
The big fat face. You know, you can barely wedge it into the Little League helmets. I love guys like that.
Just wanted to pinch his cheeks. And Big Al is a great nickname, but come on, you tell me Alfredo? I mean, he's got the Italian. Yeah. You know, be mildly bigoted here, but
No. I think we want to exaggerate stereotypes to the fullest extent.
Yeah,
on this show.
So it's either Alfredo or Big Al, but either way, this kid has got a bright, bright future. And something he went viral. Kid, don't let this weekend go to waste. Big Al, little Alfredo, little Albert, Alfred.
Alfred Delia.
Do not let this go to waste.
Dude, this is your time. This is your right. moment. Let's go. This is just 6 seconds of audio, but it's so good. I just love that. When you get your moment in the sun, you make the most out of it. And for young Big Al, he did it.
Hi, my name's Alfred Delia. At home, they call me Big Al.
Oh. You hear the strain in his head.
My name's the Big Al. Forget the gun. Take the cannoli.
It's exactly how it sounded. And he's like 10.
Oh, my God. At home, they call me Big Al. So it's like, Big Al, time to get up for work. Big Al, are you going to eat that? Big Al, you got to pick up your socks, Big Al.
Well, I can tell you this. When you have a great nickname, it can last for you for life. I am Big Mac. I've been Big Mac to a point to where I don't know the first person who called me Big Mac. It had to have been 11, 12, or 13, but it stuck. So, Big Al, from Big Mac to Big Al, I appreciate you, kid. Keep it up. Your future's bright.
Hi, my name's Alfred Delia. At home, they call me Big Al, and I have dingers.
I'm Eva McDonald.
The strain, man. The strain in his voice. Just the fact. Oh, my God. He sounds like Brando.
He's just trying to get it out of it. Out of the cheeks and out of the esophagus, which already is laden with sausage and peppers.
So like, good.
I hit dingers. And I'll break your father's nose. Good old Big Al.
Oh, so good.
That Interstate Batteries brings you the Nooner each and every day. Go online, interstatebatteries.com. And we'll take us to the world of Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa?
I don't really understand what's going on with Wiz.
You know Wiz?
I do. I like him, but I just never knew of a guy that wanted to go and put on 35 pounds of muscle because he was tired of getting pushed around.
Well, I don't, you know, listen, and you're right, he did. Wiz put on 35 pounds of muscle. I don't know. I haven't actually seen a scale. Being an MMA guy, you know, you want to
Don't you want to?
Yeah, I want to get some confirmation on this. But no, listen, I've seen the guy's far. He is the way he put on this 35 pounds is through training mixed martial arts, more specifically jiu-jitsu. He's got a great Q&A up with Bleacher Report. But yeah, the headline on this is I just got tired of getting my ass whooped. Now, I didn't know Wiz was out there taking L's on a regular basis. Apparently he was. But hey, listen, I think right. Goes for anybody. You know, having a little bit of hand-to-hand skill or being able to defend yourself isn't a bad thing. So he has been working out with a lot of different people, but none other than most famously, perhaps, sports pundit, talking head, media member, Jay Glazer, NFL insider. You all know Jay. He's an MMA guy as well. He works. He's here in Vegas occasionally. He's worked out with, done stuff with Randy Couture locally across town for some charity work. I know he's worked out at Extreme Couture. So Jay is well versed in the mixed martial arts realm. Worked with a lot of people. So he's actually talking about working with Wiz. Not only is Wiz put on 35 pounds training in MMA. Apparently, Wiz is highly capable in the sport of MMA, and this is a quote that Jay had about training with Wiz. This quote, "I've been hitting the body by Chuck Liddell many times, Randy Couture, Kyle Long, the biggest and baddest dudes in the planet. This is going to sound weird, but Wiz is the only dude who has hurt me with body shots. Wiz got me in a body shot where he kept digging, and I was like, I think Wiz Khalifa just freaking hurt me. You got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God, man. Did this really happen?
It did. I mean, listen, we may laugh. We may scoff at this. I've actually seen clips of Wiz hitting pads. Like, the dude has solid form.
Okay.
He digs in. He keeps his squared up. He's got a good delivery. He keeps tight. He's got a good snap. And if he actually says in this interview that he feels like he could go pro. I've always seen pads, but you can tell, you can't tell everything from pads, but you can tell a lot from pads, at least as far as rhythm and being able to like strike with, you know, having snap on your punches. Wiz has length. Anyone who knows him, he's a lanky, lean, long guy, and he actually knows how to wield it. Like, this dude can throw strikes. He really, truly can.
If he could make the transition into the fight world, that could be one of the biggest, I mean, draws you could ever imagine. That'd
be interesting.
I mean, people would, there would be like a gimmick factor to it.
Yeah.
But if he's actually this serious about it now.
And he actually won.
And actually won.
Yeah. He says, he has been posed with this question. He said he likes rapping better. Can't really blame him. Said he feels like he could go pro, but quote, "I like rapping better." Listen, I would save my brain as well. Yeah. I don't know how much brain cells you're saving getting as high as he does and enjoying the green medicine as much as he does and on tour as much as he is. I don't know how many brain cells or how much of your brain you're actually saving, but I feel pretty confident you're probably saving more than your average everyday fighter. So good for you, Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, giveaway.
Oh, it's Ryan McKinnell. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan McKinnell. You know, Big Mac, Fight Nation 93, Sirius XM. You hear him on Cofield and Company. And we might be joining Steve Cofield and Ryan McKinnell tomorrow here on the show. I have jury duty, so I got to be out. You'll be joined by Ryan and Steve. And at 11:30 tomorrow, it'll be Bill Burr, comedian, with these boys. Tomorrow, it'll be a fantastic show here on the Press Box. Also, later this hour, it'll be JT the Brick, and we'll get your calls next on Tiger Woods. Real quick, a story that came out yesterday over the weekend on Friday. An airline employee took a plane from the Seattle airport and flew it throughout the Puget Sound before he crashed on an island. He's 29-year-old Richard Russell. And according to all the people that worked with him, here are the quotes. He was a great guy, quiet guy, well-liked by other workers. And apparently, you know what? He was a guy that was kind of working in the baggage, and he decided he would take this bombardier out, and it's Air Alaska Q400, and take it out of a maintenance bay and go fly with it. Apparently, under the pretense that it wasn't going to come back.
Yeah.
That he was going to kill himself.
Yeah.
I mean, that is messed up. We're talking about a guy who is a devout Christian, a guy who has a wife at home. He and his wife used to own a bakery. I mean, there's all these stories that don't match up with the stunning story that came back. However, these are very complex machines, commercial aircraft. He landed this thing and did some like aerial maneuvers that just like blew you away.
There's video of it. He does a barrel roll, and if you listen to the audio of him trying to, and what great job crisis negotiator. I mean, at that point, I think professionals got brought in, but the air traffic controller probably at first, then crisis people, they really did. And because listen, I don't think this is something you can actually plan for. Suicidal lone person steals plane, like, what's your, where's the blueprint on that? You really got to know people and know mental illness to get in there. And they tried to do everything they could. But, yeah, you talk about the crazy maneuvers. That's one thing about this incident. People across the Puget Sound were out with their cell phone cameras. So you got a view of the barrel roll this dude pulled off and how close he was flying to neighborhoods and people below. It was a very scary situation. And making things scarier is one thing. Also, to come out of this is one of the fears of a lot of people, I guess, working in the airline industry, just how easy it is, apparently, to steal a plane. Apparently, it's not that hard.
I mean, apparently, it wasn't for him. I mean, all you had to do was just be a uniformed employee, right, and just walk to the maintenance bay and take off with it.
Yeah.
I mean, were the keys still in it?
I think that's
underneath the floor mat, and they're the keys.
Yeah, and I don't even know. I actually don't think they're keys. I'm not sure. That's what it sounded like, though. Yes, like, you can literally go to, if you can get access to an airfield, you can fire up a plane if you know how to, and you can take off with it. That I think that's the real concerning. Obviously, it's a horrible situation, and mental illness is a problem not only in America but for the world. And I think this once again highlighted it, as you said, 29 years old, great history, seemingly in a great life, but not everything is perfect, even for people where it seems like that's the case. But yeah. So you take away the mental illness, or you look at the mental illness takeaway from this. Okay, also, but then you take the security issues as far as our airfields. I think this is the weekend where everyone found out. It's like, oh, I could have been GTAing my life. I could have been stealing planes this whole time, and I haven't been.
And the Air Force had to bring out F-15s to go and, like, help them down. I mean, like, everybody had to get involved. And, you know, at the end of it all, when they were actually, the crisis negotiators were like, please bring it in. Look, you've done a fantastic job landing this plane so far. Mm-hmm. You've done a great job. And, you know, he is obviously in a hospital right now, as more questions will be asked about him and really the security of the airport. I mean, you would never see something like that at McCarran. McCarran is so tight and so strict. But then again, you don't know, because everyone else thought this guy was a super nice guy. He was a happy little Christian, a gregarious, friendly guy. Everyone called him Bebo.
Bebo. He's even got a cute nickname.
Oh, man. It's not Big Al.
Yeah. Who could be? I'll take up, be sure about this. Big Al's going to be just fine the rest of his life.
We'd be wrong if we would be we didn't at least mention it, that if you or loved ones that you're starting to feel a little worried about, that, you know what, they're kind of going through the motions and you don't know really what they're doing and you know there's trouble in their life, you can always make sure to call the 1-800 number for the National Suicide Prevention Line. It's 800-273-8255. There's a lot more coming up this hour. Tiger Woods, he is back. We know you're back. We want your thoughts right now at 364-1100. We'll take your calls, Ryan and I, and then we'll be joined by Raiders broadcast member JT the Brick, Fox Sports Radio, on the Raiders preseason game week one, and more on that on the NFL next here on the Press Box.
That's the sound cosmic.
Watch out for the crashes. They are on the surface streets, including the strip at Russell Road in the clearing stages. We also have an accident on Fort Apache at Sahara, Rainbow at Washington, and now an accident on Las Vegas Boulevard at Sunset. Traffic brought to you by the Tuscany Casino. You can get up to 12 points on Mondays and Fridays only at the Tuscany.
Pub 365 is home to 365 beers and a delicious menu of modern pub fare. Our Best of Las Vegas award-winning beer selection features everything from local brews to rare specialty beers. Pub 365. 365 beers, extraordinary food.
At Universal Men's Clinic, we focus on helping men suffering from low testosterone or ED. If you often feel low energy, have a decrease in your libido, or difficulty in the bedroom, you may have a treatable medical condition. These symptoms occur in many men over the age of 30. The medical staff at Universal Men's Clinic will evaluate your diagnosis and blood test to determine what medical treatments are available for you.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where they specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, patients experience a high level of care.
Come in for an office visit. For those with a treatable condition, the medical staff will create a customized treatment plan, including monitoring your progress in a professional and confidential atmosphere. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit UniversalMen'sClinic.com.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
We see them all the time, in a magazine, on TV, on our phones. A picture that makes you stop and say,
whoa, where's that?
It might be the beach, the jungle, or the mountains, but in that moment, it grabs you and whispers, come find me. When you just can't wait to find your place, visit MyFlightSearch.com. Find the best rates on airfare, hotels, and car rentals to plan the trip that calls to you, all in one stop. Your place is waiting. Find it on MyFlightSearch.com.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, what if injuries are minor? Does a person still need to contact a personal injury attorney?
Oh, for sure. Because what you think may be minor injuries really may be major injuries. Some people don't even realize they're hurt until days after their accident. And since the initial consultation is free, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by calling us today.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Odds are you've got a dent, ding, or scratch on the body or bumper of your car or truck that makes you cringe when you see it. Dent Pro Las Vegas will come to you and fix it on the spot. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368.
Business gets done at the iconic Las Vegas Country Club. Vegas has happened since 1967 at this special place in the heart of Las Vegas. Make an indelible impression on valued clients, lifelong friends, and other special people in your life by hosting any size event or wedding in our landmark clubhouse or dramatic outdoor patio. Call the experts at 734-1122, extension 298, or visit LasVegasCC.com to reserve. The Las Vegas Country Club. The tradition continues.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com.
Enjoy chef-inspired, delicious hot and cold platters prepared with love by Opportunity Village's Kitchen Creations catering team. We offer a wide variety of delicacies from chicken piccata to crab rangoon and trays filled with tasty wraps, sandwiches, and cookies. At Opportunity Village, we cater to all, and it's all for a good cause. 100% of your order supports programs and services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. For food that's fresh and made from scratch, visit ov2go.com.
You're back in the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas and call the show 702-364-1100.
Just to get within one.
I'm in uncharted territory because there's no one's ever had a fused spine hitting it like I'm hitting it. So I've had to kind of figure this out on my own. And it's been really, really hard. It's a lot harder than people think. And I'm just very pleased at what I've done so far. And now, I mean, to be part of the Ryder Cup conversation, going from where I've come from to now in the last year, has been pretty cool.
No, he hit zero fairways in the front nine, but he almost pulled it off. That's Tiger Woods yesterday from the PGA Championship. And that was an amazing feat. It had, again, the entire social media world buzzing. And, in fact, every casual fan in the world was starting to think of, like, all right, it's Sunday, it's a beautiful day out, but I will watch golf. We're here on the Press Box. Ryan McKinnell, Big Mac. Follow him on Twitter, at Ryan McKinnell. Jay Dimes here on the final week. And I'm Clay Baker. We want your phone calls at 364-1100. All right. I mean, really, that the Open Championship, it could have been a fluke. But at this time, you have to start to feel that Tiger is legitimately back, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question at this point. To do what he did and to battle through the adversity, to hold it together, to play as you... not play poorly, but, you know, to miss every fairway on the front nine, yet to still be there and, yeah, and doing what Tiger does. And, you know, it's exciting to see. I didn't really... You know, I'm not a golf fan. I'm a casual fan. I turn into the Sunday of almost every major. I of all the four majors, I usually catch every Sunday, or at least the last few holes. So I'm not a huge fan of golf. I definitely probably enjoy playing it more than I do watching it. But yeah, when Tiger Woods shows up and does what he does, like he did this weekend, not only do I tune in, I would imagine if every sports fan caught this. And yeah, it's clear. Like, I'm not saying injuries won't befall Tiger Woods in the future, right? He's not getting younger. He's clearly older. But from the Tiger that we've known over the last ever since Thanksgiving Day 2009, really, if you want to go back to the incident,
yep,
it's really been just an entirely different chapter, era, whatever you want to call it, of Tiger Woods' history. It now seems that era, that chapter, is closing, and we're beginning another one. Now, what comes in this era, I don't know. I just know Tiger Woods is ready to win tournaments. However many majors he wins, whether he wins another one. I think it's hard to deny the fact that he is probably going to win another major or two in his career with the way he's playing. I mean, he is playing lights out. He's playing Tiger Woods golf, right? So I don't think it's a stretch to say that a new chapter's begun and golf is better for it.
364-1100. We'll take your phone calls here. Ryan and Clay will be joined by JT the Brick in a few moments. The Raiders broadcast team, he was there in Oakland against the Lions in week one. We'll go over the Raiders and the NFL with JT in just a few minutes. Get your phone calls here, 364-1100. It's Fernando. Fernando, Tiger's back, right?
Oh, no, he's not.
What?
Tiger Woods is not back. In his last 10 outings, he was 23rd, he was cut, he was 12th, he was 32nd, he was 55th, he was 4th, he was 6th, he was 31st. Yesterday, he comes in 2nd. Okay? He is not back. He's inconsistent. So, I laugh at everybody. He's back. Almost wins. Well, he didn't win. We go by wins and losses. Okay? So, all the gamblers can put all the money on him. He's not going to win until he proves me wrong. Any questions?
Yeah, sure. I mean, let's look at this. The last two majors, combined results. Number one, Tiger Woods sitting at 19 under. Second, Molinari at 18. Third, Adam Scott at 16. Then you move all the way to 17 at Stewart Cink at 12 and Spieth at 12 under. Tiger Woods in the last two majors is 19 under, which is the highest out of anybody. I get what you're saying about, you know, and first of all, the numbers you list off, I mean, those aren't poor outings. He's not out here missing the cut. He's in it. And listen, you look at what he did this weekend. I mean, he stayed healthy. He was in it the whole time. He was overcoming bad shots. He was persevering. He wasn't losing any edge. I mean, this is about as close to a Tiger as that we've seen in a decade.
Did he win?
He did not.
No, he did not win. Okay, that's all that counts, okay? You guys have a great day.
All right, Fernando. 364-1100. We'll be joined by JT the Brick in a moment. Here's why this is important, and it's the crowd noise that people get involved with, that Tiger brings out the best in everybody's live engagement experience. This is a tee shot and a putt It just listen to the crowd noise. It sounds like a Stanley Cup final.
Five beyond.
This is golf. This
crazy.
Is
not, even not, Kepka, even yeah. Kepka was talking about it.
He was, wasn't
He's
he?
He's like, this was crazy. Like, I've never experienced anything like this to hear it this way. Yeah.
Here's the putt. So they're on 18 and 19 trying to finish up, and they can hear the screams of everyone else on 16 and 15. They know Tiger's coming. They know that's the story. And these young players can get more out of this because at least there is a following and a draw to those who want to know, go and knock Tiger off the mantle. And that's what has to happen. The old champions have to get beaten up by the young lions. And I think the PGA is in a good spot when Tiger's relevant.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like Fernando said, did he win? No, but golf won. Because Tiger Woods can win again. And listen, I'm with you, Fernando. I spent the last 10 years, or how, not 10, but 5, 6 years saying, why are we talking about Tiger Woods? The dude is broken. He's broken physically. His back is absolutely shredded. He's broken mentally. He doesn't have the edge. He's falling apart in big moments. Mm-hmm. He's not being able to hold it together. Well, you can't say that about him anymore. So it isn't, did Tiger wins? Okay, then it doesn't matter. No, that's where you're dead wrong. That he doesn't need to. He just needs to show that he can win, because now the interest is there, and you see, you hear it. You're going to see it in the ratings. I guarantee it. They're not out yet. At least not to my knowledge. So we haven't seen the numbers yet. But you're going to see it, and you sure as hell heard it with those crowds. And if you were alive and following on social media on Sunday, it was all anyone was talking about, because it's Tiger Woods. He fundamentally changed golf, not just for his generation. Forever.
Irreparably changed it by his own ability to have a personal trainer. They had to change courses because they weren't long enough for him. And here he is. Here's the byproduct of this. These young lions are chasing after him, and he still has everyone by the tail. And even yesterday, Brooks Koepka wins, and his girlfriend is like starstruck as Tiger Woods walks up to them, and instead of doing the obligatory handshake, she took advantage and wrapped herself around him and hugged him. And then after he left, instead of going around and hugging her boyfriend, Brooks Koepka, the winner, no, she follows, her eyes follow Tiger all the way into the locker room with this crazed smirk on her face. Next thing you know, I thought she was going to start twirling a piece of hair and starting to think deep thoughts with Jack Handy. I mean, it was messed up. Even Koepka, who had won, still didn't impress his girlfriend.
Well,
I
should tell you a lot. It speaks volumes to the person and the brand and the aura that a guy like Tiger Woods can give off. There's no one else like him.
That's Big Mac. I'm Clay. Jared Diamond with the update coming up next. It's JT the Brick, Fox Sports Radio Network. We'll go over the Raiders Week 1 and NFL and more coming up next on ESPN Las Vegas.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
Your sports update is brought to you by Crivetti Orthopedics. After a huge 92-74 win against the Indiana Fever on Saturday, the Aces are back in action on Wednesday at 7 at the Mandalay Bay Event Center, and that's against the New York Liberty. The Aces are now one game out of the number 8 playoff spot with 3 games to play. 34-year-old NBA veteran Carmelo Anthony has signed a 1-year $2.4 million deal with the Houston Rockets. Anthony received the remaining $25.4 million of his original 2018-2019 salary from the Atlanta Hawks, including a $2.4 million buyout. And afternoon baseball is underway in Atlanta as the Braves lead the Marlins 8-1 in the top of the 7th inning. Your sports update was brought to you by Crivetti Orthopedics. Struggling with hip, knee, shoulder, or elbow problems? Let Crivetti Orthopedics help you get back in your game. Visit CrivettiOrtho.com. I'm Jared Diamond on ESPN Las Vegas.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
We weren't very good last year on defense with Khalil Mack. And we didn't have an interception, I think, all year. I don't know if we intercepted a pass until week 14. We've got to get a better pass rush. We've got to play better defense, period. And we hope Khalil gets in here, but in the time being, we have plenty of guys that need work.
Head coach of the Oakland Raiders, John Gruden, coming back. Talking about the D wasn't good last year with Khalil. Will it be even better this year with or without him? That remains to be seen, as we're joined now by Raiders broadcast analyst JT the Brick, also the host of Fox Sports Radio. JT the Brick, 5 to 8 nationally, 4 to 5 here on Fox Sports 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. JT, this was a fun weekend for you back from the Bay.
Yeah, Clay, and it was good to see the Raiders get a win for John Gruden in his first game back, even though it was a preseason game. A lot of good, I think, came out of it. It was a rough game to be at because there was just a ton of penalties on both teams, and, you know, the helmet rule popped out, and the officiating crew was really, in my opinion, trying to get up to speed. So it wasn't a fun game, I think, to watch on TV. But there were a lot of good takeaways for the Raiders, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
And what were those observations? You know, on the offensive side, I mean, we start to wonder if anything stood out for you, especially there was a lot of question marks about Connor Cook going into this game.
Yeah, I thought Connor Cook played well. I think over the last week, and you know the Lions, they had that two-day practice with him where he was a standout and he played decent. In the preseason game, E.J. Manuel will get most of the looks, I believe, in the Rams game coming up Saturday afternoon. But Connor Cook's had a really good last 6 or 7 days up at Raiders camp, where I believe he has a bit of an edge in that backup quarterback spot. Colton Miller got called for a holding on what would have been a Marshawn Lynch 60-yard touchdown on that play. There was no need to hold because Marshawn already hit the hole and was past the infraction, and he showed speed like I couldn't believe. I was shocked at how fast Marshawn Lynch ran by me as I was on the sidelines. He is in incredible camp shape, and again, I don't think you're going to see a lot of him in the preseason. They're going to try to keep him healthy, but he looks really good. And then Ryan Switzer, their slot receiver, is another player, and Chris Warren, who's a rookie running back who had really good game. So other than that, I think the Raiders want to be healthy. They came out of there with a win, and they get ready for the Rams on Saturday.
JT, I know there's not a ton of way you're going to be able to take away from this, but you said it as you joined us here. It is John Gruden's first game back. It's the first time we saw Gruden patrolling the sidelines. Could you take away anything from that? What did you think? Did you hear anything being on the sidelines potentially?
Yeah, I mean, he really wanted to work through that game with the headset and calling plays and the rhythm. They did that up at Napa. They ran a practice over at Napa High School, and they used headsets there because, you know, the one thing that Coach Gruden wants to get done is he wants to get all the technicalities behind him on the sideline, because he's been gone for 9 years. I think he's going to be better than ever because he's been very active in regards to looking at players, scouting players, understanding the opponents and their styles and their head coaches. So I think he's going to be great with that. But in regards to game day, when you're coaching, you have to go through the motions. So the preseason is as important for John Gruden for the pace of play as a play caller than it's going to be for Derek Carr, who's probably not going to play much in the preseason other than the minimal amount. So I thought John Gruden, to get a sweat going on the sidelines, kind of start jawing at the refs, calling plays, figuring out the rhythm of the game, was a big takeaway.
You know, listen, JT, I'm a big fan of Gruden. He grew up in South Bend, a place that same place I'm from. He went to Clay High School. I know a lot about Gruden's career, but this is a different Gruden than we saw 10 years ago. And when I say we, I'm really talking about the Raiders, right? This locker room. This is a celebrity. This is Mr. Quarterback Camp John Gruden. This is Mr. $100 million. And I look at the situation with Khalil Mack, and we're going to get to that in a second. But what I really want to touch on is the money, the prestige that Gruden is bringing into this locker room. It's all sunshine and roses right now, right? My concern, and I wonder if you share any of this whatsoever, is how is this going to play out throughout the season? I think back to my Bears of the 85 season, where you had Mike Ditka and his flamboyance and kind of the jealousy of the character that he became, the money he made off endorsements. He ended up losing the locker room. Is there any worry that this new celebrity version of John Gruden could potentially cause chemistry issues in that locker room?
None at all. There's no need to think of that because Gruden's not a divisive guy, and he came back to take this job and win, and he came back on his terms. So I think that, you know, he's going to have to make decisions, personnel decisions. There's going to be tough decisions he's got to make with players here or there, but this is his team. Mm-hmm. He is the most powerful person in the organization other than the owner, and he came back for control and the opportunity that he has. And again, you know, working for the team, I'm not going to speculate on exactly how it's going to go every day, and there's going to be some bumps in the road.
Sure.
But the best acquisition for the Raiders in the offseason was John Gruden. John Gruden, in my opinion, enables the Raiders to win multiple Super Bowls through Oakland, if it happens, and it would take a lot for it to happen in Oakland, but through Las Vegas. And he said the other day, he said there's no guarantee that anybody, from him to the players, are going to be in Vegas when it comes down to that. I think he said it tongue-in-cheek. But for the Raiders to have a leader like John Gruden, involved with personnel, involved with coaching, involved with mentoring Derek Carr, it's the best thing that could have happened to him. And I've liked the other coaches, Jack Del Rio. You go back to Tony Sperano. You go to the other coaches that they've had, even Dennis Allen, other guys that I've interacted with. They've all come in with the ability to coach and have really good track records as assistants or coordinators in the league, and they got their shot with the Raiders. Lane Kiffin, another example, hell of a coach. Became a head coach, it wasn't a good fit. But John Gruden is on the verge of taking this team to the next level. The question is, are these players going to step up and play at the level that they need to? And I think that's going to be about Derek Carr. If Derek Carr has 4 to 5 seasons in a row where he plays at an MVP level, where he's definitely going to win an MVP, but can he play the other 3 or 4 years at an MVP level? I think the Raiders are going to be in the hunt to win a Super Bowl or two.
Of course, you know the voice, JT the Brick at Fox Sports Radio Network. And, of course, you saw him on Friday night with the Raiders broadcast team. It's so awesome to see you being able to interact with everyone because everyone comes over to you on the sideline because of Gruden's influence. I saw you talking with Derek Carr. That obviously has got to be a big key because it seems as though that he feels like he and Gruden are very simpatico.
Yeah, Gruden and Carr have to work. They have to work. I mean, that's it. It worked well. I was there for the Gruden-Gannon years, and it worked really well because Gannon was a workaholic. Gannon wasn't the type of guy who wanted to make friends. Gannon was the first one in, the last to leave, and he really clicked well with a young Gruden who was a workaholic. Now Gruden comes in again as a workaholic with another intense workaholic in Derek Carr. It's just going to be interesting to see Derek evolve in the next couple of years to be a guy who is harder on his teammates, more demanding on his teammates, and that will come in time. But, you know, make no bones about it. The only way this is going to work, only way that this is going to work at a Super Bowl level is if Carr and Gruden hit on the same page, and I'm pretty optimistic that they're going to do it. They're both on the same page already, and they haven't played a regular season game yet.
Now, as we talk about the players that are going to be needed for John Gruden's success, and you are correct, none more so than Derek Carr. Obviously, the flip side of that on the other end of the ball is the subject of the offseason for the Raiders, and it's still the subject, and it's, and heading into the preseason, that is, of course, Khalil Mack. Did you get any more insight on the situation involving Mack, or a gauge of an idea when Raiders fans might be expecting to have this situation resolved one way or the other? I mean, I've been hearing trade talk, which to me is crazy, but I want to hear from you.
Well, I think the truth to all of this is that no one has any clue, zero, from the elite super NFL insiders to people who work around the team. There's no way that John Gruden and Reggie McKenzie are going to show their hand on any negotiation at any time, let alone with their best player, and I believe Mack is their best player going forward. We all know that Mack wants a super contract, and he deserves it. He deserves to be paid at a super high level, and I think he'll get it. Let's not forget the Raiders control Khalil Mack for the next 3 seasons. He's under contract this year, locked in, and the Raiders have the ability to franchise tag him if they don't get a deal done long term. And I hope, and I think they'd get a deal done long term. And it's, does Aaron Donald go first with the Rams? Right. Does Mack go first? And that will play out. But, you know, for the Raiders going forward, if Mack and Carr are going to make as much guaranteed money against the cap as they're going to, it's going to have an effect on the rest of the roster. You can't have, you know, 3 or 4 super elite high-end players making that money. Remember, Amari Cooper is coming up after next year too, and there's another guy that they could sign or figure out what the marketplace looks like, franchise tag him. But everyone knows the Raiders love Khalil Mack. Reggie McKenzie, everyone in that organization, he is the heartbeat of the defense and a leader. And a lot of people are making too much out of this. And look, he could get, if he ever does get traded, I'll come back on and I'll tell you I was shocked that he got traded. I don't think it's going to happen because I know how important he is and how great of a player he is and how much the Raiders want him to be their defensive leader long term.
Yeah, it's a little crazy because you even see like certain offshore odds bookers are trying to put it like, you know, Packers are plus 300 to go get, you know, Khalil in a trade. I just don't see that happening. We're speaking with JT the Brick, a longtime Raiders voice as well as a longtime New York Giants fan. Saquon Barkley, slightly injured today in practice. They took him out as a precaution. But I want to ask you a question. With the New York Daily News, when they put on the back page a picture of a Jets quarterback like they did with Sam Darnold and use words like savior, does that spell nothing but trouble? Like, can anything good come from that after preseason week one if you're a Jets fan?
Yeah, he's the real deal. I really think that Darnold was worthy of the top pick or the top two. I'm a big Barkley guy. Before he was drafted, I thought he was the number one player in the draft. Evaluation-wise, I thought Cleveland should have took him number one. And if Cleveland did take him number one, obviously Baker Mayfield would have been available at number four. No debate on that. Cleveland would have got Baker Mayfield because of the Jets and what they were going to do. So, look, Baker Mayfield played well. Barkley played well. Darnold played extremely well. I think all three of the top picks had a really good week one. But, you know, the Jets eventually are going to hit it right at the quarterback position. And it's just a question, do they throw Darnold to the Wolves in year one right out of the gate where there's going to be a learning curve? Remember, there was a learning curve with him at USC. I saw him live play a couple of games at USC where he was lost or had a bad first half in college and then was able to carry the team in the second half to win some really dramatic games. So I think he's going to be a great player, but it's tough to play for that Jet organization because it's not a winning organization. They make a lot of mistakes in and around that organization with personnel, and they're going to have to get him some better players.
You can catch his show Monday through Friday here locally at 98.9 FM, 1340 AM at 4 to 5. And then he does the network show from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports Radio Network. It's JT the Brick. JT, I appreciate it, man. Thanks again for coming on.
Pleasure.
I know
thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And, JT's got he's got it locked on with the Raiders. And I think even for him, you start walking around and you start hearing things. For him, he still feels like Khalil Mack's part of that team.
Yeah.
They're going to make it work out.
Listen, and I do share a lot of his sentiments as far as John Gruden and the positive good feelings I have about the return of Chucky, right?
Yeah.
I think it's...
those are real feelings.
Right, right. But if something happens with Khalil Mack to where he isn't in the silver and black this season, if he gets traded... I don't know if I'm going to be able to come and say many positive things about John Gruden because the only reason that he would, and I hate for the onus to fall on Gruden, but how can you not look at him immediately? First year coach, wanting to implement a culture, wanting to, you know, make it his team, right? What other explanation would there be for Khalil Mack not being there?
And we just, I mean, JT laid it out. There is no one bigger or more important involved with personnel than John Gruden.
Right.
It goes Gruden and then Mark Davis.
Exactly. So that's who it falls on, right? And if you're telling me in your first year that not only do you potentially lose the best defender in the entire National Football League, you lose him at an age at which is just completely inexplicable. Like, you're not getting him at 29 or 31.
Nope.
You're getting him essentially for the rest of his career. And if that person goes to someone else after you've brought him up and paid him his original contract and made him a part of your team. I mean, Khalil Mack is the Raiders right now. If he goes somewhere else, and obviously as a Bears fan, my stomach is in knots at the prospect of him going to Green Bay. It would be a horrible, horrible foot to get off on if you're John Gruden in the Oakland Raiders. It really would be.
Speaking of bad feet to get on with, it's wide receiver Martavius Bryant. We know that he's had some problems, you know, with the drug issues in the past. Today, from Michael Gelkin with the Review Journal, John Gruden says Raiders wide receiver Martavius Bryant missed practice today with a headache.
Okay.
I don't know if this guy's ever going to play again. I really don't know. I mean, you can't just go and do that to a John Gruden guy And they are like, you have a chance to really go be an explosive player with Jordy Nelson and Amari Cooper, Martavius Bryant.
I think back I stay in the AFC, but I jump back to last week's Hard Knocks and Jarvis Landry and that speech he gave in the film room where he was like, "Hey, bro, like if your ligaments aren't being torn off the bone or the muscles, and if your hamstring isn't torn off the bone, you need to be on this practice field. We all rely on you. You're forcing us to do more work, which essentially could cause us to get injured.
Puts us in harm's way.
Yeah, it's selfish. Now, I don't listen. I don't know Brian's situation. I don't know if by headache it's an actual migraine. And hey, if it's a migraine, I understand. But this is a level of absurdity. Like we're talking, you're in a new team, right? You've already had your issues, as you highlighted, and now we're talking. do the gym more headaches.
Headaches?
Playoffs?
Migraines?
You're talking about a headache, man. Yeah, I'll flip to Iverson. We talking about headaches, man. Not a migraine. Not a migraine. Not a migraine. We're talking about headaches. No, I mean, it's a little concerning.
It is. Yeah. And I just have a strong feeling that Martavius not going to be able to make camp.
Playoffs? Don't talk about
headaches.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
I just hope Martavis can catch a pass.
I just hope he makes a game.
Oh, that's Ryan. I'm Clay. It's the Press Box. Jared Diamond's here as well. We'll come back. We'll talk about a strange situation that's going on in and around sports where athletes are beginning to build piles of resentment and anger towards local media. What if that happened here? We'll cover that next.
That's the sound Cosmic.
Traffic's crazy right now. Watch out for the surface street accidents. 95 northbound at Decatur. The on-ramp crash there. We also have accidents on Decatur at Sahara, Charleston at Rancho, Fort Apache at Sahara, and now on Rainbow at Washington.
Mike, can you pick me up? My car got towed for no insurance.
John, why don't you have insurance?
It's too expensive. I couldn't pay $125 a month and my insurance canceled me.
Why don't you call Freeway Insurance? I have the same car as you and I only pay $29 a month. You could be saving hundreds of dollars a year.
Wow, Freeway Insurance could save me a lot of money. What's their number?
It's 702-727-3435. That's 702-727-3435.
Do they have an office close to me?
Freeway has offices all over Las Vegas.
Give me that number again.
It's 702-727-3435. 702-727-3435.
Freeway Insurance has rates as low as $29 a month. Tickets, accidents, no license, no problem. The pros at Freeway Insurance are here to save you money. Call now and see how much you could save. 702-727-3435. 702-727-3435.
Freeway. Low-cost coverage your way.
Restrictions apply. Liability premium only.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer Clearance. Going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia. On Sahara, just west of Decatur. Findlay Kia.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
My son was 20 years old when he was prescribed opioids. It took him 5 days to get addicted. I'm not supposed to be the one to go get his suit and tie and pick which sneakers that I'm going to bury him in. My son overdosed at the age of 22 years old.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
This is Governor Brian Sandoval. Since 2010 in Nevada, more than 2,800 people have died, and there have been more than 30,000 visits to the emergency room because of opioid overdoses. Opioid abuse rewires a person's brain, leading to addiction. So if there's a chance of addiction for you or someone you love, seek help immediately. Go to healthiernv.org for information and resources.
This message, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Is it true that mostly low-income people use Dollar Loan Center?
No, that couldn't be further from the truth. It's not just poor people who use these type of services. Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. We also have all kinds of small business owners who really rely on us, landscapers, contractors, restaurants. They all need money for supplies, materials, payroll. This is the real world. You can't just go into a bank and get a quick loan the same day.
Believe me, I've tried, and you are 100% spot on.
And then when they get paid, they can come in, pay us off, and they're really only paying interest for the few days that they need the money in the first place. Now that's a huge win-win.
Thanks, Chuck. Whether you just need some cash till payday or you own a small business and need a quick loan, give Dollar Loan Center a shot. You can apply online at don'tbebroke.com or stop by one of our over 50 locations.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, it's the Herd. So local Vegas baseball star Chris Bryant also happens to be a big fan of Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. He got his truck there and he loves it. Now Chris has offered to host two Ford Country fans for a weekend in Chicago, including airfare, hotel, tickets to a Cubs game, and passes to batting practice to hang out with Chris himself. Enter to win at FordCountryLV.com/Chris Bryant.
This is Chris Bryant. Vegas is my city, and Ford Country is my country.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice cold beer. And at Twin Peaks, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, how long does it usually take to resolve a personal injury case?
The time it takes to receive a settlement can vary greatly depending upon the extent of your injuries and medical treatment required. At Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys, we do everything we can to get you the medical treatment you need and get your life back to normal as quickly as possible after you've been hurt in a car wreck.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
At Finley Toyota, we do things big. With over 800 new Toyotas in stock, that's the largest selection of new Toyotas in the entire state of Nevada. That's a big deal. It means while you're going over our extensive selection, my entire team is running to get a great deal on that exact Toyota right before your eyes. So what are you waiting for? If you're thinking of buying a new car, come down to find that car you've only been dreaming of, because we're all about making big dreams a reality at Finley Toyota. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera. News 3 live at 11.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
Matt Castle drops the throw. Throws the left side. That ball is intercepted. Jalen Ramsey, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! A pick six for Jalen Ramsey! And the Jags are pouring it on to Tennessee Titans!
Jaguars radio coming back. The amazing, electrifying Jalen Ramsey with a pick six. Oh, that was easy. We're back here at the Press Box with Ryan McKinnell, Clay Baker, Jared Diamond. You know Jared's final week here as his internship, and we're happy to have Big Mac here throughout the week as Ed Graney has gone to Waco. Moving Tristan into his new digs with Baylor University. Of course, you can listen to Big Mac on Cofield and Company, as well as Fight Nation 93 on Sirius XM. So, coming out over the weekend, there was a little skirmish in practice, in the Jaguars practice, and it got caught on video, where just simply, like, anybody could have taken this on a phone or any sort of chat, that there were Jacksonville practice. Jalen Ramsey gets in a little bit of a fight with Dante Fowler, kind of pushing Dante to the edge against Nwanu, and they had to be separated by teammates. This is all it was. Somebody's taking a little screenshot, a little phone video on the side, just like any other reporter does, and it was Philip Hellman with the Jacksonville.com website. He goes and posts it, and next thing you know, Jalen Ramsey is trying to put like a full court press, Ron Artest style, upset that the reporter filmed a little skirmish. The skirmish meant nothing. It meant nothing, but apparently it meant everything to Jalen Ramsey because he started to get very vocal to the reporter, and especially on Twitter, as Jalen Ramsey goes on, Philip Hellman, you know you done messed up, right? After the release of the video. If y'all want war, we got something for y'all, and I know the rest of y'all You're going to read this, so just so you know, hashtag lame-ass reporters. And that's a new hashtag for me. I did not see that, but I'll remember that. The brunt is, and then
you
Zoe's
didn't,
like...
You didn't know that was trending?
Why? How often do you see players of Jalen Ramsey's character and stature care about anything like this?
Well, not often. Especially for something that happens every camp, every preseason.
Sure.
Teams brawl. Sometimes there's video of it. Sometimes there's not. I think back to one of the more infamous ones in my team's history, Olin Krutz breaking Fred Miller's jaw at that shooting range.
Yeah.
Now, there was no video of that.
That's right.
Right. But teammates fight. Sometimes broken jaws happen. Even in the NBA, we saw it, again, pull from my team, Bobby Portis, and that whole situation with Miritich.
Miritich, right? That was so crazy to begin the year.
Athletes fight. It happens. Mm-hmm. You know, they're competitive, and this is what you get. We're